Yes, who is it?
It's me.
Humphrey, you're back. Oh, and who is this with you?
Oh, I'm his cousin.
Teddy?
Yeah, that'll do.
Well, I don't believe I've seen you since you were a little nipper. My, you've grown.
Yes, I sure have, and it's my birthday.
I brought these for you, Grandma.
Chrysanthemums. And such a cheerful yellow. You remembered that yellow is my favorite color.
How could I forget?
It's so sweet of you.
I picked them out, actually.
Well, then, thank you both. Won't you sit down?
Oh, you know we can't. Can we, Jay? Humphrey.
No, yeah, we're a little short on time.
And cash for transportation to, you know, get to our appointment.
Well, I'm sure I have enough for bus fare.
Taxi would be quicker.
Oh, of course. I wouldn't want you to be late on account of me. Oh, I only have 40.
That'll cover it.
Oh, good. I was afraid it wasn't enough. Come back soon, you hear?
We sure will. Let's go, Teddy.
Okay, okay. What have you got for her today?
Socks, yellow ones. She likes yellow.
Nice. These should be good for at least 30.
Vance, I think we're pushing it with so many visits. 3 this week? Somebody's gonna catch on.
God, Jay. You always were such an underachiever. Wait here if you want. I'll go in and see how generous she wants to be. But I may not split 50-50 if you won't do your part.
I didn't say that. It's just that... yeah, fine. Go on. I'll wait here.
Come in.
Good morning, Grandma. It's Teddy.
Oh, how nice to see you, dear. Come right in.
I brought you socks.
Oh. There has to be a special kind of punishment for doing this.
Can I talk to you for a second?
What? Oh, hello, Mrs. Kramer.
Hello. Do you know why I spend time helping out here?
Because you have a sweet bedside manner that people can't live without.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. But no, I'm here because I'm a good watcher. And I've been... watching you, visiting with Mrs. Wilson a lot lately.
You have?
Yes, I have, and she thinks you're her grandson. Did you know that?
Well.
But you keep coming back anyway, and I've only got one thing to say.
Now, look, I wasn't...
You have got to be one of the nicest kids I've met in a long time.
What?
Well, for someone your age to take an interest in an elderly woman, well, it's a beautiful thing. It restores my trust in the youth of today. Mrs. Wilson is a very lonely lady.
I noticed.
She really does have a grandson, you know.
Uh-huh, his name is Humphrey or something.
He must be in his 30s or 40s by now. I wouldn't know because he never comes to visit. But could it hurt him to send her a card or a picture to put on her bedside table? But nothing.
Hmm.
Then you and your friend come along and, well... it's doing wonders for her. She even seems more alert lately.
That's great.
Anyway, thanks. You're a good boy.
You're welcome.
Keep up the good work, honey.
Yeah, sure.
There you are. What are you doing out here? I thought you were going to wait in the hallway.
Just getting some air.
Well, the old lady liked the socks, but only coughed up a few bucks.
Will you stop calling her the old lady? She has a name. Mrs. Wilson, okay?
Oh, uh-huh. You're so close to her. What's your first name again?
Mrs.? Forget about that. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, there sure is. She gets stingy when you're not there. I think she likes Humphrey more than Ted. If you go back in, you might get something. Oh, and she'd like a scarf next time.
Yeah.
Well... happy hunting.
Later.
Come in.
Hello.
Humphrey, you did come. I hoped you would.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's start with that. I'm not...
feeling well, I know. Teddy told me. Although, you know, I never did trust Teddy very much.
Yeah, there's a good reason. His name isn't Teddy. It's Vance, and I'm Jay.
I don't understand. Who's Vance?
The other kid.
Really? Does Teddy know?
Keep your money. That's all I'm saying. You shouldn't give it to him or me.
But you need money for the things I ask you to bring.
Don't worry about it. A flower here, some socks or scarves there, I can get by. By the way, those socks look really nice on you.
Oh, yes, they're so soft and warm. And yellow. How did you know yellow was my favorite color?
I'm smart that way. I gotta go now.
Humphrey, you're a nice boy.
Yeah. I'm a real gem.
Such a gentleman, suggesting I take care with my money. That's what my Donald always did.
Has someone named Donald been asking you for money, too?
You're just like him, you know. In fact, he looked much like you when we first met. Young, handsome, a dash of reckless abandon in his eyes.
Yeah, well, my mother usually grounds me when I get that look.
Did I ever show you... Wait, let me get something. Ugh. Where are they? Oh, here they are. This is the first gift Donald ever gave me.
What are they?
They're earrings.
They look like a pair of tiny flat tires.
Aren't they wonderful? Little flat tires to commemorate the day we met. He fixed a flat tire on my bicycle.
Flat tire earrings. Yeah, that's, romantic.
How I laughed. He also gave me a delightful little jewelry box to keep them in. It played Clair de Lune, my favorite song. That box is long gone now. I won't be parted from these earrings, though. They mean so much.
Oh, no. Don't cry, please. I can't stand seeing a woman cry.
It's good to share memories with people you love.
Oh, kick to the gut.
Oh, still not feeling well, dear?
No. I'm feeling pretty sick.